Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Yes, I still, frog is still stuck in my throat. You know, just whatever. Deal with it. Not that bad. Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat rooms, you know, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you get that by getting informed, do you not? Not just guessing at what's going on, or not just reading the last headline that went by. And God forbid, don't just believe what your party says. Do your own homework. Remember, their mindset is to sell you what they believe. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know if you guys have been in a coma or what. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Some of you must be catching and seeing that, you know, Joe Biden is in a bad way. Even his biographer says that. People now saying, or there's some people out there now saying, and they're not Republicans, that his wife should be held up on, elder abuse charges. Look at him. Look at his face. Look at you guys are so petrified of Republicans or conservatives or something along those lines that you're willing to let the country go down the toilet. Look at the man. And again, now you got heavy hitters on the Democrat side saying, yeah, he's got a problem. Senator Josh Hawley of Montana, he said the Attorney General Merrick Garland, he's at a crossroads. He's in trouble. And I agree. Not that you care. After the Justice Department Special Counsel Robert Hur declined to charge President Joe Biden for mishandling classified documents because of his mental state. Hello? Now, Joe Biden's out there telling people, and others saying he's not guilty. They found I did nothing wrong. No, that's not true. They did say he did something. They did say he knowingly took them out. And he knowingly showed them to other people. But because of his current condition, his mental state, they wouldn't prosecute him. Wow, justice served? Now, Hur's report, which was made public on Thursday, he found that after months-long investigation, Biden willfully retained, willfully. He knew what he was doing. He knew bringing those was illegal. And disclosed classified materials, but he concluded that no criminal charges were warranted because based on interviews, direct interactions, and observations of the president. Her and his team said it would be difficult to convince a jury that they should convict him. So it'd be difficult to convince a jury. They'd feel, is that what we've come to in America? Now it's all about feelings, right? I feel bad for the guy. Look at him. He's tried so hard. He's been in government all his life. Oh, my God. Well, how could you do that? Why? I'd rather do that to him. And you don't have to be mean about it. I mean, at this point, simply allow him to resign. Somebody should have taken him in another room when he was having a moment, right? A coherent moment. And said, this is what's going on. They're going to need to charge you with this or you resign. I mean, right? This is a serious felony, people. If this was Trump or Republican, in another set, it would be a problem. He had top secret documents about Afghanistan. Marked top secret. That he shared with other people. No problem. He's a Democrat. No problem. I mean, I really, truly, I have a lot of Democrat friends I have respect for. I would love one of them to try to explain to me how this happens. How this is okay. Right? Trump, you know, they have pictures of papers that Trump brought with him from the White House. Pictures of them. Sitting in a, I guess, there was a bathroom they weren't really using. But the difference is, Trump's stuff was surrounded by Secret Service. You weren't getting out of that house, or apartment, whatever it was. You weren't getting out there with a spoon from the guy's kitchen, for God's sakes. And yet Joe Biden's stuff was in his garage, behind his Corvette, that Hunter had total access to. That's okay, I guess. That's a good one. Now, Holly, who also served as Attorney General of Missouri from 2017 to 2019, he said that Garland can't have it both ways. This would be a great challenge, by the way. By not charging the president and also declining to recommend invoking Section 4 of the 25th Amendment, which authorizes the vice president and a majority of the president's cabinet of Congress to decide whether the president is unable to perform their duties. He said, I'm calling on Garland publicly now to do what I think is required under the law and the Constitution. They won't do anything. They don't care about this country. They only care about their own power. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Hello, my friend. My friend, my friend. That's what I think of. Every time I hear that music, I kind of think of that. You know, the guy in the smoky bar, you know, somewhere in South America. Hello, my friend. I have a secret for you.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Listen, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Because then you become part of the solution. You get your information. You have a clue. Well, you should, at that point, have a clue as to what's going on. Doesn't mean you will. You know, you be what you want to be, anyhow. Always appreciate your time with me. And, again, we had... Let me bring her in. I'm sure she'll have more to say about it than I will. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every Friday as my co-host. Always have fun with her on here. And Sonia, did you do a little dancing a little while ago? What? What was the deal? Can't hear a word you say, sweetheart. I see the mouth moving, but ain't nothing coming out. What is it? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? There you go. Anyway.
So I have to click that microphone thingy. And
The thingy. I love when you talk. I love when you talk technical. It's so
technical. I'm all technical. So what would I be dancing about?
I don't. There was something that went down here in California just a little while ago, and you know.
Oh, the earthquake.
The earthquake. Oh, the earthquake. What?
You know what? I'm so tired. I didn't even care. I was in my car. I was parked. And it was a pretty long one.
Was it?
And yeah. And I was parked next to a tree, and I was too tired to even try to move my car. I was like,
when you saw everything falling off the tree, did you not think that maybe something was up? I don't know. Just
I could tell my whole truck was moving. Everything was moving.
That's hilarious.
Now, but I couldn't see the tree moving. I couldn't. And then, you know, I looked around at people. They weren't doing anything. So I'm a follower. So, given the fact that I'm not a leader, I'm like, well, if they're not doing anything, I'm not going to do anything.
It ain't that bad. You know what I'm saying?
That's a pretty good one. They're saying anywhere from a 4.7 to a 5.2.
Really?
Yeah, it was a nice one.
I must have been sleeping or something. I shouldn't say that because my wife walked into the studio. She's like, did you feel that? I mean, feel
what? Oh, so see?
What are you talking about? I felt nothing. Are you drinking again?
Same.
Yeah. No, I didn't feel that. And then I saw it, noticed that it wasn't just us. I guess it was one in Hawaii as well.
Yeah. But they were shortly saying this thereafter. This one had nothing to do with that one.
You sure?
But I that's what they say, whoever they are. But I completely heard. I'm so tired, I did not even think about it. And then somebody texted me a couple of hours later and said, boy, that was a good one, wasn't it? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I was like, explain yourself.
Yeah, shake, rattle. Now, we did have one years ago. We had one while I was on live. And, that's, you know, it almost looked like I was having the jitters because the camera started shaking, the seat started shaking.
You jumped under the table.
Oh, no, I am not Ken Shotnick.
Like the manly man. You have to be familiar to
know. Yeah. I know. I just sat here and kept going. And finally, you know, again, on camera, Tammy's like, did you feel that? I go, what? Oh, yeah, we're shaking a little bit. But we're in California. What'd you expect? It's going to be a stop ride? Smooth ride?
They don't have them in Georgia, huh?
The first earthquake she went through, she was on the first floor. We lived on a less traveled road. She was on the first floor. I was on the second taking a shower. The earthquake hit. I was bouncing around in the shower like I was in a pinball machine because it was a stand-up shower. She's down at the bottom of the stairs, and she's yelling, I'm trying to take a shower, and she's yelling up, what is that? What's happening? I said, it's an earthquake. She yells, make it stop. Like, yeah, God, I'm not. Good luck with that one, you know?
No, you're not. You're a husband. You're supposed to be able to do everything.
Let me just stop. I'll tell you what, honey. Just give me a second. I'll make it stop. You know, they stop pretty quick, okay? And then I would have gone, see, how's that? All right? That work out? Okay.
We had one morning, and it just, I wasn't in the mood. I don't know what I was going through.
But I literally,
that's what I said. I set up, and I said, not today, with the authority that you would not believe. And when it stopped, of course, I gave myself credit. I'm sure it would have stopped anyhow.
I'm glad you enjoyed
it. But no, I was not having it that day.
Yeah. All right, so I got one that you can probably sink your teeth into. The Valerie Bertinelli, who was like my little high school sweetheart or something. I don't know. I always thought she was cute, a good actress, and the whole nine yards. Anyway, she was smart enough to marry an Italian. She's Italian, right? Yeah. So you know, there's a connection there somewhere, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But they were giving her a hard time back in 2014, and apparently, she had hit. She was 150 pounds back in 2014. Her frame was about 5.5.
Well, that's forbidden. Woo.
What? Yeah.
Woo. I'm surprised. Oh,
seriously, they're talking about, you know, she couldn't be in a show, or she couldn't be this, or she'd be that. She had to blow off some weight. I'm thinking to myself, I really never gave that much thought. I saw a lot of very large men on shows. Didn't seem to reach them like that. But she decided, you know, go tell them, go pound sand. And she says now she doesn't even weigh herself anymore because she really doesn't care. And but there's that much pressure on women in Hollywood, isn't there?
In Hollywood? I was talking to you earlier in this, and it's in life. These young girls are trying to create this what's called thigh gap, which is a space between your upper thighs. Now, most people aren't built like that. You would have to lose an enormous amount of weight. You'd have to be down to, if that's not your natural body size to do that. And these girls are getting sick. They're making themselves sick. This is beyond anorexic, I think, at this point. All to have something that's completely unattainable. I think I was also telling you that I pulled fashion magazines out of my house for a long time because it only takes like 30 seconds for the average girl to look at these images of unrealistic women, these airbrushed, anorexic women, and they go into a depression, a serious depression. So, I mean, luckily, my girls are pretty well, they have real strong self-esteem. One of my daughters is a costumer, a fashion person, so she has no problems with that sort of thing or her weight or any of that, and she was a dancer. But for the majority of women, it's tough. And if you're in Hollywood, it's even tougher. Today, I will tell you, I had the most interesting experience. I watched a documentary. Actually, it wasn't a documentary. It was a 60 Minutes Australian episode of a model named...
Hold that documentary.
Okay, good, because I want to talk about this most definitely.
I'll let you talk about whatever you want. We're not going to be
people... You opened the wrong door, honey.
Oh, there we go. Okay, it's my fault again. Joe Messina, host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The special counsel's inquiry into President Biden's management of classified materials raising concerns about his cognitive acuity, so much so that Republican Rep. Claudia Tenney now wants the cabinet to explore the Constitution's 25th Amendment to remove President Biden from office following that report that described him as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, dealing with backlash from saying that illegal immigrants are the people we care about most and referring to undocumented Americans. That comment went viral, people calling it an oxymoron, others saying this was Murphy admitting the Democratic Party's honest view on the issue. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We're back. Joe Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. You know, I let the music play a little bit, not because I enjoy it or anything, but because I want to give you time to get back to your, you know, back to your radio. Radio. Do you even use radios anymore?
Radio.
Radio, that's right. Las radiosa. No, I get stunned. Okay.
Your Victrola. I need to give you time to get back to your Victrola.
Oh, my Victrola. Most people don't even know what that's about. Wow. All right.
But you did. So
I don't. Yeah, I did. Actually, I don't even know if I should say this. I've actually used to wind up the one my grandma had.
Oh, how sweet.
Yes. I just thought it was cool. Sweet, nothing.
No. I mean sweet as in, like, cool.
It's a
modern word, Jeff. Does she still have it, you think?
If she does, her and God are spinning it, so...
No. I mean, she could have it in a garage. Or
no, that's long gone. Are you kidding?
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, she. But I'll tell you what, she had those Enrico Caruso albums. They were 78s, and most young people sitting going, "Wow, what the heck is a 78? What is that?" Thick vinyl, right? Not the thin stuff.
That'll hurt you if you threw it at somebody.
You're right. It would. Probably would decapitate you if you threw it fast enough.
It feels like glass. I have some here.
You're right.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I bought some at a thrift, like a thrift store. You know, I saw what it was and I.
Did you have anything to play it on?
No, I still don't.
Okay.
Yeah, where are you going to find something like that? They're gorgeous.
They're telling me vinyl's coming back. Well, let's get back to this large woman thing that you were talking about.
Wow. Okay. So
she's 5'4", right? I mean, you have to understand something. Her last name is Bertinelli. That's her maiden name. I grew up with a lot of E's. You know what I'm saying? And I had a lot of larger Italian women in my family. And I didn't think anything of it.
Well, most normal people don't, to be honest. At her height and weight, she's probably the average size of the American woman. But she was also
5'4"?
Well, maybe she's a little heavier, but you make it sound like she's Lizzo.
No, she's 5'4". She's like, my mom is 4'8", for God's sakes.
Right. But what I'm saying is she's not... She's not grotesque.
No.
She's a normal American woman.
Okay.
And we have come to think that, and not you, probably not your family, not the average American person, probably not even the average guy, would think that she is grotesque by any means.
Yeah.
But in Hollywood, and I can't tell you all of the stories of people who, and children even, who had to diet because Hollywood says, no, you got to lose weight. I know I was on a show with Raven Simone, and she talked about that. And she got tired of it. I worked with, I think I told you the story a couple weeks ago. I was working with Debbie Allen on a project. It was just me and Debbie.
Jeez,
Debbie
we're just name dropping like crazy tonight. All right, go.
Well, okay, I'm going to go on with this.
I got something important on the show.
Is this show about Hollywood and women and weight?
Yes.
Do I know something about Hollywood being a woman and being fat?
I'm not answering the second portion of that question, but I will answer the first one.
All right, so I'm working with Debbie Allen. She's eating the salad, and she's really ticked off. And then at one point, she just looks up and she goes, I'm sick of this. I mean, I'm not going to use the language that she used, but she said, I am sick of this. Why do we women have to go through this?
Burger.
I should have, but I was like, you know what? This is me in a few years. She says, why do we have to go through this? And guys don't. I think she was married to an athlete or something like that. But, you know, but she was over. She was tired. And you could tell that she had to do it. She had to continue to do it. She was a dancer. She's tired of it. And we women, at some point, especially if you're in Hollywood, you're never allowed to get off of that treadmill. So I was telling you.
Mm-hmm. No, you can finish it.
No, I was going to tell you that there's another big problem, not only in Hollywood, but in life in general, and especially if you were in the entertainment industry or, you know, your lifestyle was a certain way, and that's called aging. We are forbidden as women to age as well. And it's a very serious thing. I know it makes you giggle.
No, but it's first of all, I'm going to be nasty for a second. I get a lot of hate mail here. I'm a believer that we let them, whoever them is, the same them that give us the weather, we let them do this to us, okay? We get these things in our head.
We let who?
We let Hollywood. We let the magazines. You know, she talks, in this article, she talks about how, you know, she was working out, to your point. She was doing the treadmill thing. She was counting calories. Everything. She was doing all this stuff. She feeling bad about herself in her head. She started drinking, which made her get a little larger. When she finally came to the realization that they didn't control her life, that they shouldn't have that much play in her head, she's much happier. She's mentally healthier. She is at a weight she's happy with. She doesn't really care what she's supposed to be.
I don't doubt any of that.
But she had to get to the point where she didn't care.
Well,
how they saw her.
Here's the thing. You said before we went when we went on break. You said, what does it matter for her? She's married. She's got a job, and she's probably got money. She's on a show, so she's got money. Well, everybody isn't married, have money, and on a show.
Mm-hmm.
So she has a certain amount of security. It's the same as being a conservative in Hollywood. That works fine for a John Sinise or a Gary Sinise or a John Voight, people like that, Tom Selleck. They can come out all day long because they have that sort of job security. But I was watching a 60-minute...
Well, let me ask you a question, though. I want to go back to that for a second, because, you know, Hollywood and I don't get along. But
and those guys, to be honest, could get as fat and old as they want. They're still going to work because there's a different standard for women. You cannot ignore that.
I hear all that, and I don't disagree with you. I guess what I'm saying is, if you're truly into your health, your mental health, and really understand that, even though your heart's desire is to be a big star for your own health, for your own well-being, go be a waiter.
A woman? Okay. I don't know how to explain this.
You can't. You know. You already know that.
But a woman's goal, as she changes, as she ages, and as time goes on, she's not having, she's not, not all women go through this, Joe. So that's fine, but I'm asking you to acknowledge the ones who do. I happen to be one of them. So I know a little bit about this topic, but it's not that you're striving to be some screen star. You're just, when you go from being a younger woman to an older woman, there's a huge transition that happens. We have it inside of our bodies. Our bodies change. It means certain things to different women. And then we see the exterior change as well. So
you don't think men go through that also?
I do, but men are not judged by their youth and their beauty for the most part.
No, but if we have gray hair, they think we're great, you know. Like
they
mine.
Think that you're distinguished.
Yeah.
A lot of men are considered distinguished. A lot of men with girth are considered comfortable.
I like that.
So, it's girth. True.
No, you know. Well, it's, you know, Tammy's true. Let her hair go gray. And
Tammy's a different... Tammy is not in this discussion. We're not talking about women like Tammy.
You're not going to talk about my wife?
No, she's a totally different kind of a person. None of this crap means anything to her. She's not the woman I'm talking about. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I will say, and then some women I know, I was thinking about this after watching this 60-minute thing, some women just give up. They don't care anymore. They don't, and I'm not talking about them either. But when you've lived a certain lifestyle and things change on you, it can be very psychologically difficult. Now, can you work through it and get to the other side where you don't care anymore and you're living your life? And here's the thing. As long as you can find purpose in your life when you're in your younger years, then as you grow older, I think that really helps out a lot. But if you've been depending a lot on your looks, and this 60-minute show that I saw today,
we now have to go for.
Talk about this.
We have to go again for another commercial break. I do not want to spend an hour on this.
You brought it up.
Yeah, but not an hour's worth. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
All right, I'm done.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? I appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the time you spend in the chat room and or sending messages and emails. Very, very, very much appreciated. Let me bring her on, my co-host, Sonia Smith.
I can't. Come on. I'm crying.
Why? You're not that ugly or old. I don't understand what the problem is.
Joe hit me with a topic that makes me very sad, I think. and I'm very tired. So it was just an untimely topic that I could talk about.
Are you said unkindly or untimely?
Timely.
Oh, okay.
And I wish I had said kindly.
Somebody in the chat room said from her experience or his experience, in Hollywood, it doesn't matter how much weight you lose, you're still overweight.
Never going to be good enough.
Yeah, so.
It's a tough message.
Well, you know what?
Have.
My daddy says I am good enough, so. All right. What?
Nothing. I'm tired. I'm punched.
All right. New poll shows the Democrats' support is slipping with Hispanics and blacks. Shocked, I tell you. Shocked. I can't even imagine. But
the Democrats are admitting it?
Oh, yeah. They said a new poll by Gallup survey should bring some worry to those hoping for President Biden re-election, showing a decline in support among black and Hispanic voters as well. Drum roll, please. Young people. According to a new survey from Gallup, the Democrat Party lead over Republicans with the black and Hispanic voting group has, ready for this one? Wow. It's decreased nearly 20% in the past 3 years and still dropping. Also, according to the survey, the Democrats' decline in black support has been massive as of late. So, in other words, it has dropped big time in just this year alone. Any thoughts on why you think that is?
Because Biden is ridiculous, and it's starting to come to the surface, and people, in particular black people and brown people, were doing better under Trump, so now we have something to compare it to. And I think black men are standing up and being men, and I hope this translates to them being men in their households, because if they're going, you know what, we got an eye on the economy and this and that and the other, we see this ridiculousness going on with global warming and all these other things that the Democrats do and all the lies that we've been told all these years.
Yep.
I think they may be standing up. If I were Democrats, I would court black females, because I think there's still a toehold. They're still grasping onto that Democrat Party. Why, I do not know. But they're still there. But why do you think this onslaught of migrants? They need voters.
Yeah, they're going to try to make it as easy as they can for those people to vote. But
sure.
Yeah.
You think that they're not giving them phones in a hotel room and not giving them new sneakers, not a voter registration card? Come on.
What are you saying? You saying there's something nefarious about all this? I'm just asking.
They wouldn't do anything like that.
The failing New York Times article suggests that the Democrat Party is losing ground with non-white voters because it's seen by many as way too progressive. And they do this all the time. You know, they start to get play with something, or they start to think they got their hands on something. They make a little progress with it, and then they just go from 0 to 6,000, thinking it's going to drive it home, and they don't realize. Well, maybe they do. I don't know, but I'd have to say they don't.
No, they don't have the self awareness to know. But you know who used to say that, and it was smart. No, somebody really smart. Let me think.
Wait a minute. Did you hear what you just said?
You made me mad with these
But I don't know. I can't hear you anymore. Women. I don't know.
You know, he used to say that, and although I knew it was true because he was 99% correct with his hands tied behind his back. Rush Limbaugh. He said, don't worry, when the left gets into the power, when liberals get into power, it just, they overreach soon, they go nuts, and people see it, and then it goes back to normal. And he's absolutely right. But how far they've gone this time, golly, I wish he was still alive. This would be a great time to have him, for him to witness all of this.
Oh, he would have a field day with this stuff.
And he would be right, and he would be helpful. And, yeah, I don't know why people didn't get him. Some people didn't get him. But they have gone completely. I was watching Trump's speech earlier before I came on the air, and he straight up calls the left communists now. He's not even... He's not calling them liberals.
I have David Horowitz on the show from time to time, and that's what he says.
It's amazing.
When I say the Democrats, he goes, will you stop doing that? They are communists. Stop calling them Democrats. Now, remember, some of the younger folks, they don't know who Horowitz was, or is. But who he is. And he was a consummate Democrat. He was the Democrats' Democrat.
Wasn't he a Marxist or a communist?
He was a communist. He calls himself a red diaper baby.
Sure. And, why he really knows.
Oh, yeah? Well, he was one of the people. It was really funny. We were talking on the show once, and he said, look, do you understand the Democrats were the ones that drove home freedom of speech and to protect your rights, all the protests at Berkeley for freedom of speech, and now we're actually fighting against the same freedom of speech we fought for at Berkeley.
Yeah. No, that's not the same Democrat Party. That's, our parents' Democrat. I don't know if your parents were, but my during that time, I mean, we watched people like John F. Kennedy, and I think we were talking about him the other day. He would not have a home in the current Democrat Party.
No.
And I'm pretty sure the only reason they're not changing their name to communists is that they don't think it would play well. But they know that they all are, and they really are. But I don't think, also a lot of young people today don't know the problem with communism or socialism.
No.
You know? So they don't really have a problem with it. They don't see how it's going to affect them. And they certainly, because they've been told that America is bad, they don't know how it would affect our lives. So, yeah, I wish Rush was here. He's absolutely right. Once they get into power, they overreach. They go nuts. People see it. And then we go back the other way. I don't know how we do that with 10,000 illegal immigrants a month coming in.
A month? You mean a day. I'm sure you misspoke. You meant a day.
No,
there's
really
10 to 12,000 a day coming over. We're averaging 200,000 to 250,000 a month.
How do you win an election like that? And they're going to be cheating. And they're going to try to get Trump off the
ballot. Well, I think they're going to lose big time on the Trump thing. Listening to the questions asked by the justices, listening to what was going on. And it's really funny. When you look at the left-leaning sites, every one of them says, you know, Trump lost his argument, his lawyer was terrible, blah, 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 right? The right obviously says the opposite. Right. And I just sit there and giggle. Because if you listen to the questions yourself, you know the justices are like, well, wait a minute. What you're suggesting is states could decide who becomes president by deciding who they allow on their ballot to run for president, taking the choice away from people. When you've got justices making comments similar to that one, you know the direction I hope they go in.
Talk about election interference, which is the thing that their hair was on fire about when they thought that they could accuse, you know, Trump of doing it. So self-unaware and hypocritical. And I wouldn't mind that if the outcome of it wouldn't be so detrimental to the country.
So
I
want to do a funny tongue-in-cheek before we run out of time here.
Okay.
This week is Super Bowl weekend, right?
Okay.
And yeah, I know you're like me, like I have a clue, right? Anyway.
Right. Okay.
And it's a big deal. They're going to make, you know, mega bucks. Yeah, you're right, selling paraphernalia and about gambling on the game, but nobody gambles on games, I know that. Anyway, all the local supermarkets, you go in there, they got like football things up all over the place, you can buy beer, chips and everything, right?
I mean, that's why the guy in front of me was buying all those chips. Okay, got it.
Okay, you got it now? Yeah, they're gonna pour fake milky cheese all over them and tell you how great they are.
No, this was at Whole Foods. This guy was a healthy... Okay.
It'll be real melty cheese of some kind. So,
right.
But you know, they're doing all of this. And do you know who's playing in the game? I mean, remember, these are all, a lot of these people are those people that are like, you know, you got to be politically correct, and you can't call this name and that name, and you can't do this. The Kansas City Chiefs are playing.
Oh, they don't have to change it before
And we
Sunday.
Ain't talking about fire chiefs here, okay,
right.
Or police chief.
Right.
Okay, but nobody's screaming about it. Because you don't want to be ruining my Super Bowl game.
You know what? I have not heard them screaming about it yet. Typically we would. They would have to change their name before Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly.
Even though several Native Americans, if that's what we want to call them now, I still call them Indians, and I don't think that they have a problem with it. And I certainly don't think, from what I've heard, they have a problem with them being honored with names like Chiefs.
Well,
I don't think they'd want us to change.
We hit the top of the hour. We got to go for a break. Do a little reset. When we come back, I got so many little stories I think you'll enjoy with
me.
Oh, really? We'll have some fun with them. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Joe and Sonja when we come back.